Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic old-school drum bus saturate approach in Ableton Live 12, aimed straight at that 90s-inspired darkness, especially for drum and bass. So if you want your drums to feel less like a clean sample pack and more like they came off a smoky warehouse tape machine, this is the vibe. Now, the big idea here is simple. We're not just trying to distort the drums. We're trying to give them grit, glue, density, and attitude without flattening the break or killing the punch. In DNB, that balance is huge because the drums are the engine. If the drum bus feels weak, the whole track can lose its backbone. But if you overcook it, the groove turns to mush. So we're going to keep it controlled, musical, and heavy. First thing, set up your drum source properly. Start with a drum group in Ableton Live 12. That could be one main break, plus maybe a kick layer, a snare or clap layer, some closed hats or a ride, and maybe a rim or ghost hit if you need it. If you're using a breakbeat, don't destroy the character straight away. For old school darkness, that break texture is part of the personality. Before any processing, balance the raw drum levels. Let the snare lead the groove, make sure the kick isn't swamping everything, and leave yourself some headroom. A good target is the drum group peaking around -6 dB before bus processing. That gives your saturation room to breathe, and it keeps you from chasing problems caused by bad gain staging. And this is worth saying, with saturation, quieter often sounds better at first. So don't fall into the trap of making the processed version louder and calling it better. Match the bypassed and processed levels as closely as you can. That way you're actually hearing tone, not just volume. Now let's build the main drum bus chain. On the drum group, start with saturator. A good starting point is drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip turned on. You can try analog clip if you want a sharper, denser edge, or soft sine if you want something rounder and warmer. The goal is to add harmonic body and a little bite, not smash the life out of the loop. After saturator, add drum bus. This is where a lot of the old school feel comes in. Try drive around 5 to 20%, crunch around 5 to 25%, and keep boom off or very subtle for this style. You can push transient slightly up if you want more punch, or ease them down a bit if the break is too spiky. Damp is useful too, but be careful not to dull the top end into a dead zone. Saturator gives you the harmonic density. Drum bus gives you that slightly boxed, glued, drums through hardware character. Together, they're a really strong combo for dark DNB. Then add EQ8. Use it to clean up what the saturation exaggerates. If there's useless sub-rumble, high-pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz. If the top gets harsh, especially in that 3 to 8 kHz region, take a little bite out there. And if things get muddy, a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz can really help open the loop up again. Finish that chain with utility. This is a great place to check width and keep the core drum energy centered. If the processed break starts feeling too wide or smeary, narrow it slightly. In this style, solid mono-compatible drums matter a lot. Now, if your source contains a lot of low kick energy or sub-rumble, protect that before you start driving things hard. One of the best moves is to split the workflow. Keep the kick fundamental cleaner and saturate the break, snare, and high drum detail more aggressively. You can even duplicate the drum group and build a parallel version, one cleaner, one dirtier. That way you get the grime without losing the low-end discipline. And honestly, that's one of the key lessons here. Think in layers, not as one giant bus that has to do everything. Clean low-end, crunchy mids, and noisy top detail often work better as separate lanes that you recombine. If you want even more control, use an audio effect rack and split the chain into a dry path and a dirt path. On the dry chain, keep the drums relatively clean. On the dirt chain, go in harder with saturator, drum bus, and maybe even a touch of redux if the track wants more roughness. Keep the dirt chain high-passed around 120 Hz so it doesn't mess with your sub weight. A good blend point is something like 60 to 80% dry and 20 to 40% dirt. That gives you the vibe of old hardware without turning your drums into a fuzzy mess. This is especially good for old-school jungle loops, roller grooves, and darker intro drums where you want the texture to feel real, but still readable. Now, here's an important coach note. Saturation doesn't just change tone. It changes groove perception. Small amounts of drive can make a hit feel a little earlier, a little thicker, or a little more forward in the pocket. In fast DNB programming, that can change the energy more than compression ever would. So after you've added saturation, listen to the groove again. Don't assume the timing and feel will be exactly the same. If the snare loses crack, raise the transients a bit in drum bus, or back off the drive slightly and bring in more parallel dirt instead. If the break feels too stiff, Ease off the compression and let the dry layer do more of the movement. You can also add a light glue compressor after the saturation if you want subtle cohesion. Keep it gentle. Think ratio around 2 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. And only a little gain reduction, like 1 to 2 dB. We're aiming for glue, not flattening. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the whole thing starts to feel alive. A great drum bus is not static. In darker dance floor tracks, you can automate the amount of saturation across the arrangement to build tension and release. For example, keep the intro cleaner, maybe only 10 to 20% dirt. Then bring in the full dirty chain in the first drop. Before fill, automate a little extra drive or a slightly higher dirt blend so the next hit feels like it tears open the mix. Then pull it back again so the loop can breathe. This works really well in DNB because the tempo makes small changes feel bigger than they would in slower music. A tiny lift in the top mids before a snare fill can make the next section hit hard without needing a totally new drum pattern. Another great old-school move is to resample the drum bus once it's sounding good. Route the drum group to a new audio track, record the processed loop, and print it. This lets you commit to the character, and it gives you a real audio file to chop, reverse, and reuse. You can pull out a snare tail, a hat splash, or a break stab and turn that into a transition later in the track. That printed texture can be gold in jungle and dark rollers. Sometimes the most effective fill isn't a new sample at all. It's just a slightly mangled piece of your own drum bus, resampled and repurposed. Now let's talk about clarity, because the bass line is always waiting to test your drum processing. The drum bus should work with the bass, not against it. If the bass is wide or mid-heavy, keep the drum centered and punchy. If the bass is already distorted and aggressive, don't overfry the top end of the drums. And if the bass and snare are fighting in the 150 to 300 HC zone, use gentle EQ instead of more saturation. A good old-school trick is to keep the drum bus a little narrower if the stereo image gets messy. Use utility, check mono often, and make sure the groove still feels solid when collapsed down. Old-school grime is cool. Phase problems are not. Also, pay attention to the tail behavior. A lot of the character in this style comes from what happens after the transient, the snare decay, the hat wash, the room noise inside the break. If those tails smear too much, reduce the drive or trim some low mids after the saturator. If the loop starts sounding too modern, back off the crispness a little. A slightly rougher, less hi-fi top usually sells the 90s warehouse feel better anyway. If you want to push this further, there are some advanced variations you can try. One is mid-side saturation splitting, where the center stays punchy and the sides get a bit more worn and dusty. Another is dual-stage saturation, using two lighter stages instead of one heavy one. That often sounds more controlled and more musical. You can also make a separate parallel smash lane with faster compression and a touch of saturation, then blend it under the main drums for extra knock. And don't underestimate subtle noise layers. A tiny bit of vinyl hiss, room noise, or filtered broadband noise under the drums can help the saturation feel more like a real recorded source. Keep it low, though. It should support the illusion, not call attention to itself. For arrangement energy, remember this rule. Start cleaner than the drop. Let the intro breathe, then reveal the dirt as the track opens up. That contrast makes the drop feel heavier. And in a long DNB arrangement, those little changes every 8 or 16 bars really matter. If the drum bus stays exactly the same the whole time, the track can feel static even if the programming is solid. So here's a quick recap of the workflow. Build your drum group cleanly first. Add saturator and drum bus for harmonic density and glue. Use EQ to control the mud, harshness, and sub-rumble. Keep the low end disciplined, possibly with a clean and dirty split. Blend dry and dirty paths for parallel grime. Automate saturation across the arrangement for tension and movement. Resample once it sounds good, and use the printed audio for fills and transitions. Always check the drums against the bass line so the track stays heavy, clear, and dance floor ready. If you want a quick practice challenge, do this. Load a 2-bar breakbeat loop and a snare layer, balance it to around minus 6 dB peak, add saturator, drum bus, and EQ 8, then push the drive until you clearly hear color and back it off slightly. Duplicate the group and make a parallel dirt version. Blend the two until the loop feels thick, gritty, and still punchy. Then automate the dirt blend into a fill and print the result to audio. If you can get your drums to feel raw, glued, and slightly dangerous without losing the punch, you're already in the right zone for 90s-inspired DNB darkness. Alright, that's the move. In the next lesson, We can go even deeper with a ProRack setup and a macro map for this drum bus if you want to make it even faster to dial in.